Hey guys, how you all doing? Danny Comroo here, coming to you. We have another episode of my podcast. I'm actually really, really inspired right now, okay? Last week, anyone in network marketing, you probably listened to it. If you're in network marketing right now and you didn't listen to it, give yourself a little slap, right? Because you should have listened to it. I think most people did. So it was the wake-up call, which Eric Waré did last week. And it just resonated with me so much. I just absolutely loved it. I just thought, oh my goodness, he's hit the nail on the head again. And sometimes we need that tough love, right? Even me as a leader, anyone in network marketing, you know, you're self-employed, you're out there every day grinding, doing the do, hustling. It's not always easy, right? And there are distractions that come up. And there are certain things we can get in our own head, right? And we can convince ourselves of things, and we can hear things, and we can get demotivated, and we can lose belief. It's so easy to do. Listen, we're all only human. Even though I do kind of think when you're self-employed and you're in network marketing, you're a little bit extra human, right? You've got a little bit of an extra superpower because you have got to be so switched on and you have got to be so... like always forward thinking and always positive and always staying on top of things, because you know if you go to work and you get a salary, you get paid that salary, right? I mean, if you slacked off every day, you might be stopped being paid that salary, right? You might get the sack, but ultimately you go to work, you get paid, right? Whereas in network marketing, it's a little bit more difficult than that, right? You have to be motivated, you have to do the do, you have to do the team calls, you have to do the content, you have to do all of that stuff, you have to make sales in order to get paid, right? So we are self-motivated, we are a little bit extra human, right? But at the end of the day, we are human, right? And things do get into our heads sometimes, and it has been quite a hard time in the industry. I'm not afraid to say it, right? We come off the back of lockdown. Anyone that was in the industry at that point, I know we refer to it over and over again. It's almost getting a little bit boring, right? We talk about this massive momentum we had in lockdown where everyone was smashing promotions. And let's face it, the industry was booming. It was, right? I almost want to stop talking about it because it's like that was then. Things have gone back to normal. And people might feel a little bit like down because of that, right? Because we were on such a high, we were on such a momentum. People are still thinking, why isn't it like it was then, right? But it's not. It's just the way it is. Things change, the world changes, right? And what I got from the wake-up call was, stop moaning about it. Stop looking at it. Stop comparing to it, right? And just start getting in a positive mindset again and start doing what it takes again and start building on what you've got now, right? Not on what you might have had in lockdown or what you might have had 3 years ago. Just start building on what you've got now and wake up a little bit, right? Because there are so many excuses flying about out there. We almost need to give ourselves a slap in the face and stop telling ourselves all of this nonsense, because let's face it, most of it is absolute nonsense that we keep telling ourselves. And that's what I got from the call. I'm actually someone, right? I don't really hear nonsense a lot. I don't really hear noise a lot, right? Someone tells me something, if it's not growing me, it goes in one ear and out the other. And I must admit, listening to this wake-up call, I was a little bit like, oh my goodness, I've done some of these things. I need to wake myself up, right? Because again, I'm only human. I've been here for 8 years. I've been very consistent. I've always had tunnel vision. I've always been very consistent. I've always been on it. I've never looked left, never looked right. I've been in one company for the whole 8 years. And it is normal sometimes to question, right? Oh, is it still working? You know, am I ever going to earn what I did then? Is it over? Is it saturated? It's so easy to think all of these things and to let these things get in our head, right? And that's why I loved the wake-up call. So Eric Waré on this wake-up call, if you didn't hear it, had a list in the background of, he had it up on the big screen, a list of all of the kind of excuses, right, that people have got in their head at the moment or that are going around. There's a lot of this shizzle going around, right? And I was actually laughing to myself at some of them because you do hear them going around over and over again. So the first one was, my upline isn't helping me, or my upline quit. We can use this as an excuse, right? Think to yourself, have you got an upline? Is your upline working? Is your upline like demotivated, stressed, not working? Have they quit? And this might be an excuse you're telling yourself. I can't possibly earn what I want to earn because my upline's quit. I have no upline. I have no one to go to. Guys, right? We need to wake up. We need to give ourselves a little slap in the face and we need to say it does not matter, right? You're not here to make your commission, your upline commission. You're not here for them. You're not here for anyone else. Who are you here for? Ultimately, you are here for you, right? And the people that you can bring in and the lives that you can change and your family's life that you can change. You're not here for your upline. You're not here for them, right? So it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what they're doing. Doesn't matter if they're doing something else. Doesn't matter if they've lost distraction. Doesn't matter if they've quit. Doesn't matter if they're not supporting you. You don't need them, right? We all hear the saying, like, sack your upline. And it's true. I've never had an upline. I've never had someone telling me do this, do that, right? And that's, I believe that shaped me into the leader that I am today, because I have been very self-sufficient. I have gone out there and found things out on my own and built my own community and built my own brand, and I've done all of that on my own. Sometimes not having an upline makes you stronger. So if that's the excuse you're telling yourself right now, get rid of that one, okay? The next one was network marketing is saturated. Again, I've heard this going around so much. Is network marketing finished? Are there too many people doing it? Can it still be done? Guys, let me tell you right now, it's not saturated. Let me tell you right now, there are so many lives to change out there still with the business with the network marketing model. I still feel the network marketing model is the best model in the world. I hand on heart believe that, because I believe there is no other model like it. There's nothing designed where you can build residual income. There's nothing designed where the more people's lives you help to change, your life keeps on changing. There's nothing out there like network marketing. The model is a genius. Like, it's amazing. And yes, there's so many different things now with, like, affiliate links and affiliate marketing and the whole ways of making money. Like, it's changing. But that doesn't mean there isn't a space for network marketing. To me, network marketing will always be my number one thing. So don't let anyone tell you that network marketing is saturated, because it just isn't true. We've got so many more, countries to go into. My company at the moment, we're in like 26 different countries. There's massive markets that we're not even in yet, right? There's so many people's lives who are still going to be changed with network marketing. So 100% tear that excuse up, right? The next one, it's a tough economy out there. No one's got any money. No one's buying our products, right? No one's got any money. Who's got money to buy our products, right? Because the economy's struggling. People can't afford, their bills and this and that. So no one is ever going to buy my product. This is a massive excuse at the moment, guys. A massive one. I hear it all the time. And there's a little bit of truth in it, but I'm going to turn it around and tell you guys what you need to do to make sure people are buying your product, right? And I absolutely loved what Eric Worre said here when he was talking about a tough economy. He was like, go to Disneyland, right? Watch people throw money at Disneyland. Watch people buy the candy hat apples and the Mickey Mouse ears, and pay extra money for fast passes. People have got money, right? I recently got back from Dubai. Have a look at the people spending money in Dubai. People have got money, right? It's just the way they're choosing to spend it. So people have got money 100%. Obviously, your everyday person, yes, the economy's changed, right? Yes, household bills have gone up, gas and electric's gone up, mortgages have gone up. Of course they have, right? We're not all, people that can afford to go on luxury holidays and things like that. But an everyday person, yes, the economy is tough, right? We can't do anything about that. We can't argue with that, right? But what we can do, and I was at the DSA Awards recently, the Direct Selling Association Awards, and we had an amazing speaker speak on stage, and she was talking about this, and she was talking about how we have to value our product and the extra value that we need to give to our customers to ensure they are buying our product, right? Because before, families may have had more disposable income. People might have had more disposable income, right? And if they've got less now because their bills have gone up, so they've got less money to spend freely, they might be being more careful with what they are spending their money on. So they might, whereas before they might have just gone, oh yeah, I'll try that product. Now they might think about it a little bit more, right? Because they've got less money. So what do we need to make sure we're doing? There's a couple of tactics and techniques that we can use here, right? First of all, we can go in with a lower price point product to show our customers how incredible we are, what incredible customer service they're going to get, how incredible our products are. And then once they're in, obviously we can upsell and things like that. And the other thing we have got to make sure that we are doing is driving customer retention, because it's so much easier to keep a customer than it is to keep getting new customers. So it is so important that you are looking after your customers and giving them so much value that they don't want to be without your product. That's not a luxury to them that they can cut back on. It's a necessity to them, because they're getting support from you. They're getting so much that they need. They're getting value. They're getting confidence. They're getting something that they need, right? Because this is the decision that can consumers have got right now, right? There's going to be things that they consider luxuries that they're like, you know what, I can do without that. And there's going to be things that they consider a necessity. I can't do about that because this product is doing this, this, and this for me. And this rep is going so far above and beyond that I don't want to stop supporting them. And I can't live without the value that they're giving me. For example, right, I sell health products. The extra value that I give my customers is one-to-one workouts. They get workouts in our customer support page. They get recipes. They get like all of this different things that come on top of the product that they need, that they see as like an extra. They're getting so much stuff for free on top of buying a product from me. They might be using those workouts, right? They might be using those recipes. They don't want to stop getting them because that's something they're getting for free on top of the product that they're buying that they don't want to stop getting. So we almost need to go above and beyond more to ensure that our customers are staying loyal and are coming back to us, not going elsewhere, and are not viewing our product and our service as something that isn't a necessity, right? So that's your job, to go above and beyond to look after your customers. What else have we got here? People are not interested in network marketing. Again, who wouldn't be interested in a business model that's going to pay you more money? I feel like people are more interested in it now. People need more money. People need an extra stream of income now. So this is definitely something that we are telling ourselves that just isn't true. People are 100% interested in network marketing. You know what it is? You know why people might be getting less sales, bringing less people in? It's because they've lost belief. It's nothing to do with the people out there. People out there need an extra stream of income more. It's you. It's your head. It's your belief, right? If you go out there and you haven't got belief that people need our industry and people need an extra income, then you're not going out there with the intent to actually recruit someone, right? So that is why your result might be less. It's to do with your belief. It's to do with what you're telling yourself. 100% people are interested in network marketing. Everyone wants to make an extra stream of income right now. So that is 100% an excuse. Too many distractions. This is a big one, right? Because this is one that I was actually had to sit up straight in my chair and go, oh my God, Eric, you are so right. There are so many distractions out there right now. It is crazy. There's so many different ways to earn money online. There's so many different things going on. There's a lot of noise, right, around different things that we might think, oh, I'm completely distracted. I'm not making the money that I want in my network marketing business, so let me go and do this, let me go and do that. Instead of thinking, in my network marketing business, I can earn unlimited income. What the hell am I doing? Let me put my foot firmly on the pedal and actually do the do and actually go back to basics and actually do some work and actually earn the money that I want to earn in this incredible industry that I'm in, rather than keep looking left, keep looking right, keep getting distracted by what someone else is doing, what, you know, just keep focused, right? And that's something I've been so good at throughout the last 8 years. I've been so focused that, you know, this industry, the company that I'm in, everything is just what I need to do to change my life. And if you truly believe that, you will change your life with it. There are a lot of distractions out there, guys. And all I'd say to this is stop getting distracted. Decide what it is you want to do and go full steam ahead with it. I actually had someone the other day come to me. They wasn't in my team, but they was in network marketing. And they said to me, listen, you do so well. You always seem to be getting on new customers. You always seem to be getting new recruits. Can you give me some tips? Because I'm really struggling. I'm trying and I'm getting nowhere and I'm really struggling. And I thought about this and I went back to them and I sent them a voice note, because that's what I do. I like to help people where I can. And I literally said, the only difference is probably you've not got the belief, right? I've got the belief. When I do my posts every day, I post them thinking, this post, I'm doing it because I'm going to get a team member. I'm going to help to change someone's life. This post, I'm doing it because I'm going to get a sale. You can't just put posts up without the intent of this is where it's going to lead to. And I think people can get into this. People can get into, oh, well, I'm putting the post up. Oh, I'm putting the post up. Oh, I'm not getting anywhere. And that's the problem right there, because you're telling yourself you're not getting anywhere, right? Rather than telling yourself, I'm going to get a sale today. I'm going to get a team member today. The only difference between someone succeeding and someone not succeeding is the belief. Yes, obviously you've got to put the work in, but if you're putting the work in right now and you're thinking, I'm not getting a result, I would ask you, do you believe you're going to get a result? When you look at the top leaders in your company, do you believe you're going to be one of them? Do you see yourself as one of them? Because if you don't see it, it's not going to happen, right? You have to see it. And I think that's the massive difference. You have to believe that you are going to succeed, and then you will succeed 100%. The next one was, there's too many changes. I can't keep up with all of these changes. Social media is changing. Everything's changing. My advice to you about this one is, keep up with the changes. It's a good thing. We're always given new tools. Yes, it's hard sometimes to learn new skills and keep up with new tools that are coming out and things like that, but it's going to benefit you to keep up with them. So keep up with them. You know, there's going to be people that get left behind because they don't keep up with them. So you need to be one of those people that you're like, I'm keeping up with it. Again, do not use it as an excuse. Use it as, do you know what? I am 100% going to go and I'm 100% going to smash this. Another one, network marketing is in trouble. So many people might say it. So many people might think it. You, my friend, do not even say it. Do not even think it, because you're drawing that into yourself and you're putting that negative energy out there into your business and into your mindset, right? I'm telling you right now, the most successful people in network marketing ain't even been born yet. This industry will be here in the next 10 years, the next 20 years, the next 50 years, the next 100 years. It's been here all of that time in the past. Yes, things have to change, right? There was times in the past, you know, I've got some uplines in my business, some people in my business that have been in the industry 30 years, 50 years. Of course it's changed, right? They never had social media. They never had the tools that we've got, right? If anything, it just gets better and better. Yes, there's changes. Yes, new things are going to come around. But I'm telling you right now, this business model is going to continue to be here. And I do believe the top earners and the people that are going to make the most money in network marketing, they're not even here yet. They've not even been born yet. Like, this is just the start for this incredible industry. There was a lot more on the list. So hopefully, if you get a chance, go back and watch the Wake Up Call with Eric Worre, because I found it really inspiring, because I felt like it come at the right time when a lot of people in the network marketing industry really do need that wake up. And it's so easy to convince yourself, oh, do you know what, I'm not going to do network marketing anymore, there's so much easier ways to make money, there's better ways to make money, I'm not, you know, achieving anything anymore, it's finished, all of these excuses that we went through on this call. It's so easy to tell yourself that, and you'll just become one of them people that used to do network marketing, that could have been a massive success in network marketing, that could have got to the top of network marketing, but you just didn't, because you just got distracted, or you just told yourself all of these excuses. Just don't be one of them people. I'm not going to be one of those people. I'm committed to being a top earner in this industry. I want to be a legend in this industry. I want everyone to know my name. I want to have impacted so many people's lives. Like, I've been here for 8 years and I haven't even scratched the surface yet. I know I haven't even got started yet. I will never, ever, ever lose belief. There are people out there that need me, that need this industry, that need this company, that need these products, that need everything that we've got, guys, in this industry. We have got the golden ticket. We have got something amazing, right? And there might be other ways out there to make money, but I don't believe there's any better way to make money than network marketing. And that's because of everything that comes with it apart from money, right? The communities, the benefits our products give, the, you know, the friendships, the confidence, everything about it. There's nothing like it. The recognition, you know, I qualified yesterday for a free trip to Rio, right? My company, they put up a picture on my page. I got to do a little video. There's going to be recognition on stage. They're taking us to an event to say well done for qualifying. The recognition that we receive is absolutely unreal. And I'll always be grateful for the industry for that, for what it's done for me, for what it's done for my mindset, for what it's done for my confidence. There's so much more about it than money, and I wouldn't be the person I am today if it weren't for this incredible industry. So I will always stand by it's the best industry in the world. So I just want to thank Eric Worre for that incredible wake-up call. It was amazing. It certainly did wake me up, and I hope it did you too. So yeah, let's smash it. Let's continue to smash this industry. I'll be on with another episode soon. I hope you enjoyed it. Tag me if you listen to this, tag me in your stories, let me know you listen to it, let me know you got value from it, and I'll speak to you all soon. Bye guys.